And this week, we're now gazing into outer space and surveying the mess that we're making around our planet, because there are quite literally thousands of relics of our earlier forays into space hurtling around the planet, and they're posing a serious threat to satellites. They might even jeopardise the future of space travel.
Indeed, if you have seen the film Gravity, as well as remembering George Clooney in it, you might remember the catastrophic cascade of broken satellites and spacecraft that caused problems for Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And we will be finding out later if that's a real possibility and what scientists are trying to do about it.
But before that, let's find out a bit more about these pieces of debris. Project Adrift are a pair of artists, Kath Lakuta and Nick Ryan, who've attempted to give a voice to these bits of junk with a multimedia project, including turning it into music. We heard from Kath how the story of a spatula started it all.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I think my spatula's escaped.
I was researching another project and I came across this story of an astronaut, Piers Sellers, dropping his spatula in space in 2006. And it became a bit of space junk and was careening around the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour. And I found this image just really provocative, a very mundane kitchen instrument hurtling around the Earth. And that image made me think, wow, what is this space debris? And so I read up a little bit more and discovered in 1965 that another astronaut had dropped his glove in space. And that too for me was just a very, very strong image, quite a sad image, you know, a glove just like orbiting around the Earth on its own. And I guess that's what initially made me interested and curious about what was this world of space debris that I knew nothing about. And pretty quickly after that, I discovered that it represented this very significant crisis and that there was actually 100 million bits of junk circling our Earth. When I first started discussing this hidden world with Nick Ryan, who's a sound artist, Nick was instantly fascinated with how this space junk was silent, in how could he give voice to this junk. And so he developed an instrument, an electromechanical instrument, that's about 1.5 meters long. It's made of aluminium, and it turns, and into this long aluminium cylinder, a 1,000 grooves of sound. And every time a bit of space junk flies above where the instrument is, a little stylus hooks into one of those grooves and plays a sound. The different sounds, depending on the size of the junk, that will determine the kind of tone that you're hearing. So a very small bit of junk has a very high pitch. And some of the really enormous bits of junk. There's a piece of space junk called Envisat that's the size of a London bus. And if a very big bit of junk passes overhead, then you hear a very kind of deep tone. Its potential of all this space junk is so incredibly destructive. And yet some of it is extraordinarily beautiful. And some of it has the, you know, the most wonderful stories behind them. A lot of the junk that's up there, early satellites that were part of the very, very beginning of the space race in the early 50s. It's like there's a floating museum of our past space exploration traveling above us. But at the same time, these beautiful items in many ways are now threatening to also destroy us. We commissioned several fantastic writers to write the characters of the three bits of space junk we were most interested in. And they wrote stories that were true for those bits of space junk and developed personalities for those bits of junk. So Vanguard was the first solar-powered satellite into space, oldest bit of space junk ever. So it's a very heroic, proud piece of space junk, but it's now starting to question its purpose in life. So it's a bit depressive. SuitSat is an old Russian spacesuit that was pushed out of the International Space Station in 2007. And it was fitted with a transmitter, for real. It was meant to communicate with us on Earth, but it failed, became a bit of space junk, and it burnt up in Earth's atmosphere. So for the purposes of Project Adrift, SuitSat is a ghost, and it's travelling the exact path that it took when it was first pushed out of the station. And Fengyun was born out of a very violent, deliberate explosion in space. The Chinese sent up a missile to blow up an old weather station, and they blew it into 3,000 pieces. It was the worst space debris event of all time.
My name is SuitSat. Alone in space, I spiraled around the nothing, making shapes in the nothing, carving a line through the nothing. But in the nothing, more and more sparkling things appeared. Not stars, space junk. All this junk was flying past me at 17,000 miles per hour. This was what I was meant to speak about. All it could take is one more collision appear, and future space exploration will become impossible.
Gruff Rhys voicing SuitSat, and before that, Kath Lakuta from Project Adrift. And you can actually see their video and even adopt a piece of space junk yourself at projectadrift.co.uk.